All right, we are back, and we're going to start this segment with a reading, a recitation. Sister Girl going to tell us, going to say one of her poems for us.
Okay, this one is entitled Wonder Woman, and that's basically what it's about.
And what page is that?
This is page 5.
Page 5 for those of you who have a book, or Fabulous for those of you 5. Who will get a book. Right, you're right.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. She cooks, she cleans, she gives her all, yet the things she does are looked at as small. She wipes tears, drowns fears, and makes hearts smile, yet those she gives an inch always take a mile. She loves, she hurts, and she does it from her soul. When God made her, she surely broke the mold. She can treat you like royalty, but she still stands strong, yet people close to her often do her wrong. She indulges in others' problems as if they are her own, yet when she is in need, she is left alone. She is envied, adored, admired, loved, and hated, but she is the best thing God created. She loves life and its trials, even when her back is against the wall. Yet people stand under her pedestal waiting for her to fall. She shows every side of herself to those she holds dear, yet they stray away due to their own fears. Fear that maybe she is too good to be true. Well, of course she is, but she made time for you. As I sit here and wonder as to who this could be, I see the W on my chest. Wonder Woman is me.
and you,
That's
and
right.
me, and Meredith also.
That's
yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Yes, all right.
Now, Wonder Woman.
Let me read the then.
Okay.
And then I'll read the now.
Okay.
Okay, now the then came. Now, explain again about the then and the now. The then was before you wrote the poem, or while you were in the process of thinking about your own situation.
Exactly.
And then the now is what you got out of it.
Right.
Okay. How do I say that? Because when I was reading it the first time, and I said then and now, mm-hmm. and then as I read the book, people,
right.
yes, I did.
Read
these poems. I said, oh, and then I went back and I said, okay, that's what I got from it.
That's
so,
right.
All right. So then, the supernatural fictional character Wonder Woman was created during World War II. She symbolizes justice, love, peace, and sexual equality. But to me, women, particularly single mothers, carry the weight of the household without supernatural powers. Okay. And the now, in the day and life of a single woman, there aren't enough hours in a day, and we need 4 hands instead of 2. We are pulled in many directions, wear many hats, and still find something within us to give to others. When the sun goes down and we manage everything that needed to be done with the resources within our means, we can celebrate being the wonderful women we are. Amen.
Yes.
All right. Now, what was going on when you wrote this poem?
I was going through a time when I felt like I was, of course, dating. You're dating, and then you're a single mother, and you're trying to do all that you can to keep it together. You're trying to keep your love life going, and you're trying to keep your kids happy and still find yourself, mm-hmm. juggle school, whatever mm-hmm. it is that you're doing. And it's like, oh, my goodness, how in the world am I even making it? Because mm-hmm. I have so much to do, but it gets done.
Mm-hmm.
It always gets done.
And you look back and you say, how did I do all of that?
Because you're a Wonder Woman.
Okay. Now, let me take a pause for the call.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have paper and pencil, go find something right now, because we're going to talk about in just a moment how you can be published. If you have some things, or you're considering publishing some things, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about that. So let's go back. So what made you decide that you want to be published? You know, because sometimes people had those feelings, and they leave this world, and their family cleaning out their things. And like a man was telling me, he didn't know his mama wrote poetry till she was, you know, she had passed on.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It really came from the comments that I was getting. When I was writing, I would always have people to say that they could relate to what I was saying, or say, you know, that you should write a book. So I used the encouragement that they gave me to go ahead and publish, besides the fact that I've always wanted to write anyway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into the fiction, you can use your imagination. And then the interpretation that other people get that mm-hmm. you might not even as a writer
right.
have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that inspired me, and I finally said, this has to be done. I can't sit on it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get this out of me, because I know more is coming, more
mm-hmm.
is in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that sparked a fire.
Now, did you keep those early writings, those caveman writings that you did.
I did.
I'm sure you did.
I still have them. The paper, you can tell the paper is old because it got like coffee on one side, some Coke might have spilled on the other side, but I can read every word.
Okay, you might need to put those in some document protectors. Okay, now when she writes her next book, I'll be looking to see some of those.
Okay.
Because I think that would be interesting, you know, because people, people study all the time. When you study history, you study people's early works, whether they write, whether they paint, their first quilt, their first cookbook or whatever. People always go back and look, and so that'll be something cute something interesting, to put in your story.
Right, exactly. Okay.
So how did you go about finding the book? What made you say, I want to be published?
The reactions. All the reactions made me say, okay, this could really turn into something.
I mean,
because
I know people were telling you, but I know what you were saying, that, you know, you can't kind of thought about it, but that seed was planted. So what made you that's what made you just really, really say, all these people can't be wrong. Or whether they're wrong or not. That's a good idea for me.
I knew I wasn't a bookworm for no reason. I've always been academic.
Mm-hmm.
And I got away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that passion came back and I was writing so much stuff on Facebook, I was like, wait a minute. You know, you have people say, wait a minute, you're giving this away for free, which I didn't mind at
all. Right.
Because it was something I loved to do. But it was so much information. 42 poems on Facebook, you know, it was beyond Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. And I wanted men and women, I wanted it to be reached to a broader audience. And I wanted people to, you know, just have something new. I wanted to introduce
new myself. We do like new stuff.
That's right. You always need something new. You always need some different opinions on things. You always need some inspiration, because I can tell you something that's brilliant and it doesn't even resonate, and the next person can tell you the same thing and a light bulb goes off. So I want to be the one that makes the light bulb go off.
Okay. Now, how did you find your publisher?
My family consists of some great people.
Okay.
And I already knew that I had a relative, Meredith McGee, that was into writing and editing and publishing. So it really wasn't a hard search for me.
So it was a stretch for you, right?
Right. It was something that I could not do, but I knew that she could do it. And she has a blog site, and she has done so many things and travel. And so the information was right there. All I needed to do was reach out and make that phone call. And that's what I did.
Okay. So we'll let Meredith speak a little bit about how a person comes from their own writing to coming to you to being published.
Well, first of all, I want to say that this is our fourth title. The first title was poetry.
Yes.
The second title was a novella. And the third one was a memoir. And this is poetry again.
Okay, see that? All right, see that?
And our original goal, Meredith Etc., which is 2 years old, was to publish biographies, memoirs, short story anthologies, and poetry. And then we have a history book coming in January. Well, what happens is author submission guidelines require that an author submit in writing typed their manuscript, not their manuscript, either 12 poems or 2 sample chapters. And then we will, if we want to consider publishing it, we will ask for the entire manuscript. And then we work with the author, our role acquisition editor, in terms of editing it and getting it ready for publication. And I too was that was my first time ever seeing the setup of the Now and Thens, and I thought that was very interesting. At first I was like, this is kind of like Steve Harvey, you know, in terms of giving advice, in terms of relationships, or really, really looking deeply at analyzing relationships. And then also, I was very impressed because I'm a little older, and her poetry took me back a couple of decades.
Because guess what?
This is a single woman. Right? Then, then you have the single life, and it's fun, it's entertaining, and it's informative, and I like that Southern Jewel.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because
ma'am.
This is a Southern Jewel sitting next to us.
Yes, ma'am.
And the elements, that was really, really good. And it was very creative to weave in the elements in terms of her chapter setups and describe these poems, which evolved from actual events through the elements, fire, air, earth. And the one of the quotes that really set in with me was the fact that she said, if it's over and you already did it, you've seized it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you did it, it's over, move on. And to me, that quote is very, very inspirational. Okay. And that, to me, is what makes poetry such an important genre of writing.
Mm-hmm.
Because poetry looks at things very, very deeply. It really analyzes, and it's thought-provoking.
Okay,
and that's
right.
What makes it so passionate.
Well, I'm have to say this, because this is my... I'm excited. I was asked to give a review of the book. So, you know, I had to read the book to review the book. You know, two or three poems was not working for me. I said, no, I need to see the whole thing so I can talk about it. So I met Miss Patterson, and I told her, I said, I was talking to the book. I said, that's right. And I agree with that. And you say that, you know. So the book is like, you know how we talk to the TV?
Just right.
Well, okay, I was talking to the book. And I was just writing notes. And I said, okay, just some good stuff here. some wisdom. You were fine. And okay, now, I'm 21. And on paper, Miss Patterson is younger than I am. Ty is younger than I am. But people think because you're older, a younger person cannot tell you anything. And like Meredith said, you go back, and I say like this, it's the same game, just new players.
That's right.
So we understand. So that's I'm right. telling you, anybody of any age, people of any age, male or female, you can actually get something from the book. You'll be highlighting, underlining, calling your girlfriend, calling your guy. Let me tell you. So don't think because you look at the picture, oh, she a young girl. What can she tell me? What wisdom doesn't know age. Because you can learn something from a child.
That's right.
So I'm giving my testimony on this book. I mean, I was talking to... I'm glad I was kind of all by myself. Because my husband... Well, no, he's used to me, so he would have been all right.
Right.
He just stuck his head in. You all right? All right, hold on. So I highly recommend this book. I think you... I won't say you put all your heart and soul in it, because you still live it.
That's right.
And you have some more heart and soul to put in it, right?
That's right.
And we appreciate that.
Thank you.
And then on Meredith's side... You can't let people tell you that's so boring. Nobody want to read about your life. You know, mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to say like children say, shake those haters off. That's your story. So if they don't want to tell their story, don't let them dissuade you. If you have a story to tell it, you don't know who you're going to touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I really mean that.
That's
and if somebody say, well, we're not gonna publish that, well, guess what? You publish your own stuff. But go to the small press. You know, you may not can get the big company. Doesn't matter, because you went to a small press, and in my hand, I have the results of your labor.
That's right, and I'm so excited about it.
I'm glad I did it too.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm. Because you really did something. You really, really did something.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Now, you should have paper and pencil by now if you start taking notes. Okay, you have a blog. You have a Facebook page. You probably have Instagram. You know, Meredith and I, we're going to get with that.
then you have
some events going on. So we're going to take these next few minutes and talk about how to contact you, how people can come and see you. And let me put this plug out there. This is the first public plug. I'm saying I'm having a writer's meet and greet. So I hope you'll be able to come, set up your table, you know, say some words of encouragement to the people.
Yes.
So, you all will be invited because it's free to the public, too.
Free to the public.
We
like free.
All right, so tell us about your blog and about your upcoming events.
The blog page that you all need to visit is Meredith Etc. But I will go ahead and spell the site for you. It's www.meredithetc.com. And there you will find not only my book, but all of the other authors mm-hmm. that are published along with me.
And I've read them.
You have read, and none of them are the same.
No, absolutely not.
You will absolutely find not. Everything. There's no reason for you to click on that page without buying or reading or doing reviews.
And right,
we welcome
right.
all book reviews.
Right,
you definitely need that
right.
on that site. And also Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. That's where we want you to do your Kindle and your mm-hmm. Nook. And mm-hmm. if you do the reviews there as well. Mm-hmm. But we definitely want to get you to that blog page, Meredith Etc. Because that is our page.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's mama. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And we're the babies.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but we have our ways that you can request books into your libraries. We have an entire listing of all the authors, the genres, the ISBN numbers. Mm-hmm. So we make it easy. We have a listing of every event that every author is going to do. So everything that you want to know about is on that one page. Our contact phone number is on there as well. My contact phone number. And then also you can definitely do Facebook mm-hmm. because we do have a page on Facebook, Meredith Etc. again, spelled the same way. I do have an Instagram page. This is a personal Instagram page,
right.
but you can also find me on Facebook, Ty A. Patterson, and social media, LinkedIn. We're all over these networks.
Can you give us the number, please?
Mine is 601-720-4420.
Okay, and Meredith?
601-372-0229.
Okay, now if you call and don't get an answer, send a text.
That's
send a text with your contact information and it will get back with you.
That's right.
Okay.
And a voicemail.
Right.
All of that.
Okay, all that. Now, what's going on? What do you have coming up?
We do have some upcoming events that I am excited about. On the 13th of this month, which was going to fall on a Saturday.
So that's Saturday, September the 13th,
yes,
2014.
2014. We have an author meet and greet, and it'll be held at the Walmart in Clinton. The address is 950 Highway 80 East, Clinton, Mississippi, 39056, from 5 to 7. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every Walmart has that Subway. We'll be outside of the building near Subway. And then after that, of course, we'll be back here mm-hmm. in Greenville on the 20th. And that's on a Sunday
September
as well.
20th.
September 20th, 2014, Saturday. There's another book reading at the book gallery mm-hmm. here. Now, that's from 3 to 5, and it's located at 647 South Theobald Street, mm-hmm. Greenville, Mississippi, mm-hmm. 38701. But the last thing for now that I want to tell you about is my book release
okay.
event.
I'm going to have a book release party.
Yes, ooh. We're having a party.
Okay.
So it's September the 28th, 2014. Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to fall on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the release party. It's going to be held in Jackson
okay.
at a building called The Room.
Oh.
And I will have a banner and balloons
oh.
on the outside of it. But the mm-hmm. address to this location is 421 West Woodrow okay. Wilson, Jackson, Mississippi, 39213, and it will be held from 4 to 7. We mm-hmm. may go a little bit longer,
right.
but we have some great things planned. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a jazz band there.
Oh.
There's going to be a DJ. There's going to be food. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be spoken word, everything. So, and it is an open invitation. You can go to eventbrite.com to view this event as well. You can just type in Southern Jewel or my name, Ty A. Patterson, and it will pop up for you, and you'll be able to see details as
okay.
well.
All right. And she's going to try to make the author's meet and greet that I'm holding, which will be Saturday, November 22nd, 2014,
yes.
which is the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And so we'll be planning, you come in and set up a table, and we'll have the authors come in and talk, Meredith to come in and talk, because we know people want to, because, you know, back in the day, up until I met, really, Meredith, I thought you can't be an everyday person. You had
right.
to be big time right. to be printed. But now I started finding out about, you know, these, and I had heard about self-printing before, but see, now you can get a quality
yes.
product from Small Press.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, from what I know, I have handled all of Meredith's books. They have not fallen apart. The glue is not cheap, or, you know, things are not, you know, it's edited well, you know, the grammar, everything, no problem. So don't let people tell you, girl, they just want your money. Well, guess what? You want to be known. You want to put your work out there. You go and get your work printed.
It's worth it.
Mm-hmm. It is. It absolutely is.
These books are quality.
Yes.
I looked at my book and I always say, it's so pretty.
It is.
It's really a pretty book.
It is a pretty
and
book.
And I tell Meredith all the time, I can't believe she's still in Jackson.
And it's well made.
Yeah.
It's well made. This is a you could not tell this book from any other book I have read up until the time I have met Meredith.
That's right. And I tell her.
And I'm hard on my Meredith. I'm hard on my books. I read them, I underline, I highlight, I put notes in them, throw them in my bag, and this book is the same quality as any book I have ever had.
That's right. I strongly recommend for anyone who is wanting to write or publish or need editing done.
Right, editing, right.
To contact Meredith.
Okay.
And you can go to the blog site again, www.meredithetcetera.com, because she travels around the world. She's very humble, very down to earth.
She is.
But nothing. She's big time.
Mm-hmm.
She is big
time. And she's a perfectionist. She wants it done, and she wants it done right.
Yes. And there's no way I would have wanted to self-publish, because this is my first book. This is my baby.
Right, right.
It's got to be right.
Right. You're right. So go in those closets. Go in that basement. Pull out behind. You know, you got, nobody's going in that closet because it's your junk. Right. Go back there. You have some stuff. We want you to pull it out. Let it see the light of day.
Right.
Go into yourself. Go into your heart. You are creative. You have words to say. You have something to say that somebody wants to hear.
That's right. Yes, including
ma'am.
The writers. Including me.
Yes,
I want to hear
yes,
it.
Yes. And we will invite you to come to the meet and greet also. Yes, ma'am.
Where is the meet and greet going
to
be?
It's going to be at the Percy Library in Greenville, Mississippi.
What street
it's going
is
to
that?
Be. That's on Main Street, right up the street here. Right up the street. Cross from Main Street. But
that's
I'm going to put
that. Checked out my book from?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, and let me tell you this. Go to the library and request Southern Jewel, The
yes,
Elements
ma'am.
Within, Ty A. Patterson.
Yes.
Because if your librarians are as wonderful as our librarians, they will not just do an interlibrary loan. They will purchase the book and have it on the shelf.
Awesome.
That is what libraries are for,
that's
to get the written word out to the people, to provide a literacy project, literacy activities and things to the people.
Thank you.
Okay, well, as always, we have to stop.
Oh,
Meredith and I be like, what?
Already?
All right. I know you have a story in you. I know you do. And we have a Facebook page. I want to see your books, your dissertations, that poetry, however ratty it is, because it's been packed away for 30 years. I want to, if you have a hobby, if something is interesting to you, it is interesting to me. The address at the radio station, WDSB 919 FM, 819 Main Street, Greenville, Mississippi, 38701. Place your contact information there. If you don't live here, it doesn't matter. Contact us anyway. Drop me a note. Mail it to me. I will contact you and get with you. And hopefully you'll be able to come and sit in this chair. If not, we will call you. We'll do smoke signals. We'll do silent, whatever it takes to get your message out.
Right.
Ladies, I thank you for coming all the way from Jackson in the rainstorm. And I had to thank God for traveling first.
That's right, traveling grace. Thank you.
When they said that, I said, oh my gosh. I said, okay, but God gonna make
that's
it
right.
And then I had to get back on the road and go back. And they'll make it back, but it'll still be daylight when you get back.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you, ladies, and I will see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so
all
much.
Right, then, bye-bye.